Does your antiperspirant keep you dry all day? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray goes on instantly dry for a cleaner feel and offers 48 hours sweat and odor protection. Let me repeat that. 48 hours of sweat and odor protection. Use it and don't even think about it. Also, Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique one-quarter moisturizing cream that helps protect your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray. Goes on dry, clean feel all day.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Come on. Tom Brady, he's never, ever, ever,
ever, ever, ever, ever,
been a starting quarterback 2 games under 500 on a season.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
How is that possible? I mean, 20 years.
It is remarkable.
Earlier on the show, 3-time Pro Bowler Joe Hayden. Coming up, actor and Bears fan Ashton Kutcher. From HBO's Avenue 5, actor Josh Gad. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 2 of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. Joe Hayden just left the studio. Josh Gad's making his way to it. Hour number 1 guest, that's an hour number 3 guest in Josh Gad. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show, live on the Roku channel, channel 210. As soon as this show is over on channel 210 after our third hour, stay there because hour number 1 hits you. And then we keep re-airing and re-airing and re-airing. And then all of our shows from this week will air on channel 210 throughout the weekend, so you can catch up on whatever you've missed. There's also a video on demand portion of the Rich Eisen Show page on Roku channel, available on all Roku devices and Samsung smart TVs, available on Amazon Fire TVs, available on the Roku app and the RokuChannel.com. The best part about it, and this is why we definitely jumped at the chance to make Roku the partner of the Rich Eisen Show and vice versa, is it's free. Free of charge. $0, 0 cents. Full Blutarsky in terms of the cost to your wallet. 0.0. We're thrilled also to have you call in at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Later on in this hour, Chris Brockman posits many theories about this weekend's activities.
Absolutely.
Another way to put it is you've got what's more likely.
What's more likely and sneaky good games.
Sneaky good games. You went 4-0 last week, so you made people some money.
I am on fire.
You made people some money. TJ Jefferson, good to see you here in hour number 2, as always.
It's great to be seen.
Okay, Rich. You've got a fresh cup of tea. You always talk about this guy, Ashton.
Yeah. I do.
Yep.
Well,
I mean, I do.
Rich, you do.
Rich, you do.
You bring him
no,
up.
No, I don't.
Lot.
You do. What are you talking about?
Rich, you do know that, like, when you speak into this microphone and the camera's rolling, it records things.
I'm about to change prepositions. Instead of bringing him up, I'm going to bring him on.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
How about that? Getting set to watch the Bears-Cowboys game with you, TJ Jefferson.
Yeah.
This very weekend is a diehard Bears fan who I have just learned is getting set to run the New York City Marathon. Joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show, thrilled to have Ashton Kutcher here on the program on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line. How you doing, Ashton?
I'm really good. I'm really good, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing, you know what? I'm not like, I'm good. I'm not Eberflus good, though. You know?
Oh, man. Oh, you mean Monday Night Matt?
That's the guy.
Monday night Matt.
Yes, sir. You must be fired up, huh, Ashton?
Oh boy, I have to tell you, it's been a really Jekyll and Hyde kind of season. But Monday, I felt like the whole package started to kind of come together. It was really nice to watch.
It was indeed, you know, and a team that just keeps on keeping on. That's what I saw last Monday. I saw a team that was aggressive, and I saw a team that didn't take any snaps off, but actually put it right on Belichick on a night where he was supposed to be anointed to pass, of all people, George Halas. That was a big night for the Bears, big time.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen. The Bears weren't going to let that happen. I mean, we're not going to pass Papa Bear against the Bears. Like, that would have been, I mean, it had to be like a pregame speech in the locker room. There's no question that had to come up.
That had to.
You know, the thing about that I was observing was it felt like instead of Fields running from a scrambling position, it felt like they finally sort of flipped over and were like, all right, we're actually going to call run plays for Fields and let him show his athleticism, which also like scares me when, you know, your starting quarterback is like, you know, a core piece of your running game. because, you know, that has a tendency to lead to injuries. But it worked, and it worked on a real level.
Well, I'm gonna counsel you, if you don't mind me doing so, Ashton Kutcher, because I'm a Jet fan and I wear scars as well. Although you've got, you know, trophies in the case that you can remember, I was just a twinkle in my mother's eye when the Jets actually won a Super Bowl. That maybe, just maybe, you should view that, what you just said, as a positive, that the coaches are deciding to actually make the playbook about Justin Fields and say, you know what, I may have a playbook that I brought from Green Bay, the OC, Luke Getsy, and you know what, let's make this about Fields in the same way that the Ravens make it about Lamar, and let's ride. Maybe that's what we just saw.
Yeah, I see it as a positive. I just always get worried that my quarterback's going to get hurt, and then what? You know. So, it's about winning football games, right? And it's about beating them Cowboys this weekend, and then I get to watch TJ Pout for the rest of the week, which is always exciting for me.
Fantastic. By the way, I just had to look up. It's Trevor Siemian who is your backup. And as a Jet fan, I would counsel you against having him in the game. So I do understand what you're saying. Now let's get to it.
You got to be feeling really good about your Jets this year.
Oh,
I mean, this is really something that's happening.
Jets Bears Super Bowl. What do you say? What do you think?
Next year.
By the way, I just heard TJ. Nice. You're like, get out of here. All right. So let's get to it. What does this weekend look like, TJ? What do
we
have here?
You mean outside of like just a dominant Cowboys victory? What does it look like?
Oh, or,
like, is that what you mean?
So Ashton, set the scene of what's going to look like for the two of you guys this weekend. What do you got for me?
Oh, it's going to be on the couch. TJ's going to be wearing his silly chef's cowboy outfit, I'm sure, and trying to convince my son to become a Cowboys fan, which is never going to happen.
I try hard at that.
We'll be post up. And here's what generally happens, is TJ and I will sit there for about 2.5 hours and really maybe talk like a total of like 2 minutes within that 2.5 hours. And just watch the game. We actually won't talk to each other. We'll just yell at the television screen.
Pretty much.
And then my wife will come in and ask why we watch football together, because we don't even have a conversation. I'll have to explain to her that for us, watching the game is like going to the movies. You don't talk during the movie.
No.
You talk after the movie about what the movie was about. And then that'll be a whole situation. Here's what I'm looking forward to in this game. I actually think the two teams are extraordinarily well matched. I think it's going to be a good game. I do worry, though, that the Bears are working on a short week, and it's two road games in a row. And I had someone counsel me once that you never want to bet on a team that's playing their second road game in a row. Because, you know, that's tough. So I'm hoping for the best and expecting the worst going into the weekend.
So what do you make of that that idea, TJ, or that whole, I guess, supposition of what this weekend's going to look like? Is it true you'll sit there and you won't say a word?
Yeah, we generally tend not to. We're two people who like are into the game, so we don't talk a lot. During a game that's on, we'll just, like you said, let it play. But, Coach, Rich is really, he's kind of interested in where we're going to watch the game. So I told him about the barn, and he's just like, he can't wrap his mind around the barn. So maybe you want to explain that to him.
Well, I mean, my wife and I built a house, and there's a room that is a large room in the barn, which is just adjacent to the house, and it's got a very large screen that will be dedicated to the game. And then there's a bar in the other room. So there's basically a bar and a TV room for, you know, watching the game. So okay. We'll be in there.
So, and again, it's
what do you want me to explain about?
No. By the way, it's a good question. I honestly wasn't going to ask that, TJ, but now that we're there.
You had brought it
now
up
that we're
many
there.
Times
no, no, no,
before.
But now that we're there, I mean, so again, this is just an aesthetic layout. There's not actually animals in this facility, correct?
There are no. It's like a converted barn.
Very good.
It's a barn that's been converted into like a bar / place to watch.
Beautiful. The there's a barn, and then you remove the N. There's a bar in the barn.
In the barn.
But here's what I really I'm interested in here.
Okay.
Because you're assuming, TJ, this is a Cowboy victory.
Yeah.
No question, right? Like, this is a rollover. Dak was just getting warmed up against the Lions. He got his feet wet. He dipped his toe back in the NFL pool. Now it's going to be like a full-on cannonball for the Cowboys into this pool with Dak back and a bye week coming, and it's all good. What happens, though? Ashton Kutcher, with this whole you're just watching the game, saying nothing. What if the Bears do lay it on the Cowboys in the same way they lay it on the Patriots, and you're up by like double digits, third quarter, fourth quarter, and you know TJ is totally dying inside? Does that elephant in the room get addressed, Ashton Kutcher? Yes or no?
I'm not a rub it in kind of guy.
Okay.
I'm not gonna like rub it in and grind it down. Like, I've had enough bad seasons with the Bears now. But like, I'm not here to like rub it in. Here's some interesting detail on the game.
Yes,
right?
Sir. Mm-hmm.
The Bears have recorded almost, I think, twice as many sacks this season as the Cowboys have. Our defense, and it really looked like our secondary was starting to gel against the Patriots. Now, it did help that they put Zappe in, which I don't know what Belichick was doing. I'm not here to question Bill Belichick, but I'm questioning Bill Belichick. But our secondary looks like it's gelling. And if that secondary is truly gelling, and our front four, although we did just get rid of Quinn, we did just make this trade for Robert Quinn to the Eagles. So I don't, you know, if our front four can create pressure and we can get Dak a little bit, you know, sideways. I like the ground and pound Bears. What will really happen is if we are winning and we're winning like we were winning against the Patriots, I'll just start dissecting why we're winning and why it's we'll probably not win another game, even if we do win, because it's like when it's your team.
Yeah.
You can't help but dissect why the rest of the season is going to be terrible.
Where are you getting the Bears have more sacks than the Cowboys? Where, I mean, what website did you get that from?
Well, I think we have like 27 sacks on the season.
No, we have 29, and you guys have, what, 12?
No, that can't be right.
See, I'm pretty sure that's right. I think one of us need to be there on Sunday to arbitrate this thing here.
Like Molly, we need to be in the middle of CAs.
Or maybe dogs. McCarthy.
Is that accurate data? What's the data? What's the real data? Tell me about
Chris Stat Muse.
Oh, that is the data. The Cowboys have 29 sacks and the Bears have 12.
Well, but you're looking at a different stat line than what I'm looking at.
I'm looking at NFL.com team stats.
Here's the deal.
I'm looking at NFL.com. It says the Bears have 27 sacks this season.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody lied to
him. You've given up 27 sacks.
I think that's what you're looking at.
I think you're also looking at the 1985 version of the app.
Probably.
That never existed. I don't know. It's entirely possible because the Bears are doing things that they haven't done before, like winning in New England. 1985 was
like
also the last.
Throwing the football?
It's unreal, man. So maybe just McCarthy pulls a Belichick and puts Cooper Rush in the game and out of nowhere. Say it was part of the plan. Maybe this is what the Bears do to other teams. You never know.
You know, Rich, our entire friendship has been built upon the Bears and the Cowboys. When he and I first met randomly at a bar back in 2001, he randomly sat next to me. He's wearing a Bears hat, and then we started talking, actually yelling about football.
Yes.
That's how our friendship began. And when we live with each other, it was when Emmett was chasing Walter Payton's rushing record.
Yeah.
So every Sunday, like this Cowboys whiteboard isn't new. I had a whiteboard way back then, and I would write Walter Payton's record and Emmett's record, and I would update it every Sunday morning, and I would sit it right by the TV. So every Sunday we'd watch football. He'd have to see like the Emmett yardage go up and up to overtake Walter, and I know he didn't really like that.
Damn, man. Here we go.
But hold on. The argument was whether Walter Payton or Emmitt Smith. Well, we put Jim Brown to the side. We said, okay, Jim Brown in a class.
We know
zone,
Jim
right?
Brown's there.
Like, who is the greatest running back of all time? This is our first conversation
that we ever had.
Only to be ended by a conversation that we had with Emmitt Smith where we asked Emmitt Smith who the greatest running back of all time was, and he said Walter Payton.
Well, what's he going to say? So, I mean, of course he's going to say Walter Payton. Like, come on. But Emmitt knew. He looked at me and he winked.
He easily, he could have just said me, but he didn't, TJ.
Because he wanted to be a respectful man. And he, look, did Emmitt say Walter Payton? Yes. Did he mean it? No.
Excuse me. I've met Emmitt Smith many, many times, and he's no wallflower. Certainly when he's pounding the table for his own accolades, he would have said me if he really meant it. I think he actually meant Walter Payton.
That's what I'm saying.
TJ, if you ask who the most handsome guy on our fantasy football league is, I'm going to say me. Even though you want it to be you, I'm going to say me.
Well, now that Jordy's out of the league, it might be you. I don't know. Eric Dane might have something to say about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Might be. Only one guy in the league used to be a model, and that's me.
Ashton Kutcher here on the Rich Eisen Show. So I imagine, though, whatever lunch might be served, Ashton, you might tap out of anything that's high in calories or not protein or anything like that, because you're training right now for the marathon, the New York City Marathon, Ashton.
Yeah, I have to run this next Sunday, and I was actually thinking about it. It's like not this Sunday, but the following Sunday.
Right.
I'm running the marathon, and it's during the Bears game. And this is a real problem for me because the actual marathon is like the running of it is during the Bears game, and I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I might have to listen to it's Bears Dolphins, and I might have to listen to that game while I'm running the marathon.
Yeah, it'll get you through it,
so I don't miss the game. But I'm booze free until the finish line next Sunday, and I have to sort of treat my body right. So I'm not going to be like pounding like crazy fried food or anything nuts.
And then you're also you've been having a team following along. Our Future Selves is a series of running content of you getting ready for the New York City Marathon, and this is a fundraiser too, right? How can people get involved to try and raise money?
Yeah.
With your run here.
Yeah, so I have a nonprofit that I started that I've been working on for 15 years of fighting the sexual exploitation of children. And so the nonprofit's called Thorn, and we're at thorn.org, and we build software to help companies and law enforcement find kids that are being sexually exploited. And we've identified over 25,000 kids that are being sexually exploited utilizing our software. And we just continue to build, you know, the most innovative software in the world to fight, because a lot of these guys that are and ladies that are abusing these kids, they use pretty advanced techniques, and we have to stay ahead of them and just continue to be sort of a cut above. So we have 100 people that are running with Thorn that are running the marathon, because at the end of the day, this work is a marathon, not a sprint. We're going to be at it for a long time, and we have to just continue to persevere, and, you know, sort of all the metaphor works in this case very well. So if anybody wants to help us out, they can go to thorn.org/Ashton-runs and donate. And so I partnered up with Peloton for the training of this, and did an interview series while running on treadmills, which I thought would be kind of funny, to help educate people about the sort of why behind the marathon for me and the why behind why successful people get up every day and do what they do.
Amazing. Amazing, brother. That is amazing. And what's the time you're trying to get in the marathon or just finish? You just want to get past that 26 mile mark. What do you got for me?
I started with this just finish idea. Right. And then I started getting cocky and I was like, you know what? I'm going to be able to do this in like under 4 hours. And then I started getting really cocky and I was like, I wonder if I could actually qualify for the Boston Marathon with the time that I run this thing.
Okay.
So I got down to like 8 minute miles at like 15 miles. I was like, oh, you know what? I just have to cut 30 seconds off of each one of those.
Right.
And I could do it. And then I injured myself and I started having like bone decay in my knee.
Damn.
And tendonitis. So I've been nursing a weak knee, and I've had to sort of reset the goal back to 4 hours.
Okay.
I'm going to try to finish it in under 4 hours.
Okay.
I think the average finish for the New York Marathon is 4:36. So I think I could do it in 4 hours.
Well, I mean, I'm a short distance runner usually for charity, Ashton. not long distance runners, but the only thing that I can relate to with the New York City Marathon, coming from where I come from, is running away from Staten Island as fast as I can. So, although
Verrazano Bridge, baby.
Although that Verrazano Bridge, that is a ridiculous incline. That is a wild uphill start to this race, by the way. So be prepared for that. That's the only thing I can tell you for that.
Here's the good news, is that I have been running in Los Angeles a lot, and my house is up, like, on Mulholland, and so I run from Sunset all the way up to Mulholland.
Damn!
What is wrong with you?
I don't think the Verrazano Bridge incline is going to be worse than the Sunset to Mulholland.
All right, man.
Right about that.
Yeah, one of those canyons. Okay, very good.
And Rich, also with he and I, we're playing each other in fantasy this year.
Oh, my goodness.
This week. I started this league back in when I moved here, so our first year was the year 2000.
This is going to be an intense.
He's seven and one
in the barn, sir.
He's
I don't
seven
care.
And one in first place, and I'm in last place.
7-1.
So I'm coming for him this week.
We need some video. We need a live stream.
We need something from
the barn this weekend, guys.
I'll send something out from the barn.
This fantasy league has been going since we had to pull the first stats out of the USA Today.
Yeah, we started in 99, 2000. I used to keep track in a notebook.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love it.
We're like analog OG.
Analog OG.
But he's never won a championship. I've won three. This is looking like his best chance. Whoa. I used to put it out there. I hope he'd never win because he has enough good stuff going on in his life.
How many yachts can you water ski behind?
True. But now it's like I'm kind of rooting for him because after like 22 years, bro, it's like, get this man a title. I'm definitely coming to take him out this week.
Wow. Yeah, well, no, you're only rooting for me right now because you're 0-0. And I'm 6-1.
By the way, write that down. That's a great fantasy team name.
I don't know you can say that on Roku, man.
Oh, man. All right, Ashton. Look, we've been asking all Bears fans to call in, and you're just, you know, Ashton from Los Angeles at this point in time. So
Ashton from Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids. Well, at the moment, calling
at the moment,
in.
True,
right,
true.
Ashton from Cedar Rapids on the Rich Eisen Show. We've been asking all Bears fans to just scream the word Eberflus at the top of their lungs and see how it makes them feel. Would you kindly do that as we send you on for the rest of your Friday, sir? How does it feel? How does it feel?
God, it feels good.
Fantastic.
A lot better than
By the way, an Eberflus right as maybe you enter Central Park for those final few miles of the marathon, Mike. That'll be great.
Eberflus.
At any point in time you feel flagging on that bum knee, you just scream Eberflus and that'll get you through.
If we get a win, over the Dolphins, I may well do that. If we win while I'm running, if we beat the Dolphins, you may see some weird guy screaming Eberflus.
I can't wait. Ashton, thank you for the call, sir. What's that website again that people can go and donate to for Thorne, for your run?
The easiest word, just go check out thorne.org.
Okay, very good.
thorn.org.
Thanks for the call, Ashton. You be well and enjoy the weekend.
Thank you.
You got it.
All right, brother.
Take care. Have a great one.
Ashton Kutcher at everybody right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Everybody thinks Elon Musk owns Twitter. That guy created it. Right there.
First to a million.
Damn straight. All right. Josh Gad is going to be here in hour number three. Let's take a break. Come back. Well, what's more likely? A Friday favorite.
Yeah, buddy.
A Friday favorite before I give you the top 5 week 8 games I'm looking forward to. That's coming up. 2000, 2008, 2022. When it comes to the economy, those are some scary years. Dot-com crash, housing crash, and the roller coaster we're kind of going through right now. One thing is certain. It's a dangerous time to not know your numbers, but over 31,000 businesses have the confidence and clarity they need because they rely on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting so you can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need all in one place. So how do you prepare for uncertain times? The answer is simple. NetSuite. It's why 93% of customers say they improve their visibility and control when they upgraded to NetSuite. So what are you waiting for? Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/richpod right now. netsuite.com/richpod. netsuite.com/richpod. This message is sponsored by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection. When you open a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, you're opening up more than just doors. You are unlocking potential, the potential to do your own thing and be your own boss and steal your own success and blaze your own trail. Each and every Sprinter van is built, designed, and equipped to let you hit the open road and take on any goal you set to help you follow your own passions and reawaken that spirit of adventure and check all those big, bold, fun, and exciting experiences off your bucket list. Owning a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van let you live, work, and play out your dreams no matter how far off the beaten path they'll take you. There's 16 body types. You can choose between a gas or diesel engine. There's thousands of ways for you to customize a Sprinter van, which is capable and versatile enough to help you drive your ambitions wherever you want to take them. So now's the time to discover what it is that moves you most. Don't wait. Unlock your potential inside a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. Okay. Chris Brockman, it's week number 8 in the NFL.
Hey, Rich, what's up?
Do you have? Is this an all NFL version, or you got other stuff? What do you got?
No. No.
Because the World Series starts tonight.
Yeah, but
that's okay.
Yeah,
it's all right.
It's NFL, man.
It's all right.
Yeah, but
you know the NFL. Even the NFL just steps in it. Philly plays Houston. Guess who plays each other in the Thursday night
and next week?
Next week
on the off
week,
day.
On the off day, Philly and Houston.
But the World Series is gonna be over by then.
Because the Astros have swept the Phillies?
Man,
no way.
Probably.
No way. I don't believe this is a sweep here. What do you think? The Astros don't lose a game in winning the World in the playoffs at all and winning the World Series?
Have you seen them play baseball?
Do you think I've seen them play baseball? I don't want to see them play baseball anymore. Exactly. That's how much I've seen them play baseball.
Well, you got about 4 or 5 more games left.
You said 4 or 5. You think there's a sweep?
I think they're really
good. Because, again, there's a game tonight
and a
game tomorrow. They tap out Sunday. They're like, we don't want any piece of the NFL.
Yeah.
Used to be the other way around, by the way.
Yeah.
And then they play 3 in a row, right? They play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
And then they play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, it's over. It's over by then.
I don't know. I think there'll be a game 6. I think there'll be a game 6.
I'm with Rich on the 6.
Philly Magic is over.
Why do you say that?
They get 2.
I don't think it's over.
They get 2.
Okay. I don't think it's over.
Okay. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Do you think Ted Cruz shows up to Philadelphia? What do you think?
Yeah, that guy's a loser. He's going to show up.
Okay. See, look, you sound like a Yankee fan now.
Yeah, that guy's a loser.
By the way, greatest thing Yankee fans ever did.
You know what, sir? The Yankee fans have done a lot for me in my life.
I agree, but they were pretty good
you
that
think,
day.
So you think we're going to see only 2 games in Philadelphia? That's what you're saying.
Maybe 3 at the most. It's over in 4 or 5.
So, know what's more likely in the World Series.
No World Series.
No college football?
No college football.
All right, let's do it.
There's not a lot of great college football.
So the NFL
games,
films music it is, sir.
It's
NFL. Let's go.
Go for it. Hit it, please.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
There you go.
We're an NFL show. Come on, Rich.
What else?
First up.
What do you got?
You saw the game last night? Bucks didn't look good. What's more likely, the Bucks win the NFC South or anyone else? You know if the Panthers win tomorrow night?
I know the Panthers and Falcons are 4.
They could literally go from the number 1 pick to the number 16th pick.
Panthers, Falcons is for first place.
I understand.
And that Saints-Raiders game takes on huge importance.
Huge!
I still cannot go past TB12 having the ability to win this division. I don't care that they're 3-5. I don't care. They're going to have to start running the damn football. Run it. And they've got Leonard Fournette and hopefully Rashad White.
Looks good.
Maybe they should trade for Kareem Hunt. Go get him and bring him to Tampa
Good
and
one.
See what's what.
Good one.
I mean, put your eggs in the TB12 basket and let's ride.
Go get a pass rusher now.
I don't know. Jason Light's got his work cut out for him over the next 3-4 days. Because you're not going to sell. You're going to buy. You got Tom Brady there. And you're only a half game out of your division lead. I can't believe I'm saying that. But I'll say, I'll take the Bucks. What else you got over there, Chris?
TJ's for you and then Ashton. Dak, what's more likely? Who's got more yards here? Dak passing yards or Justin Fields total yards?
Oh, I think that's an easy one right there.
Yeah.
Justin Fields total yards.
That is not what I was thinking.
I don't think Dak's going to have more passing yards than Fields has total yards.
I mean, Justin Fields only had 250 total last year.
I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I'm going to go the other way with that one. Just me personally.
Fantastic. Let's revisit this Monday. I will take Justin Fields' total yards. You know why?
Why is that? Can we all do it?
Guys,
I'll join you.
Let me focus.
I'll join you.
I got to lower the music.
By the way, also the picture chosen for that graphic is perfect.
Yeah, right. One more time.
It's just perfect.
That is Magnum right there.
It's not blue steel. It's Floose steel.
Yeah, well done.
It's Floose steel.
As Quan said, they call him Floose.
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 Wow. That's perfect.
It All does Rich. Make you feel better.
All right, Rich, this is you and me here. We got Jets Pats on Sunday.
It's personal.
Oh, by the way, the way that he's setting up, he knows what's coming.
Weekend. This is like me and Kutcher in fantasy this week.
He knows what's coming.
You're home Rich dogs. You're home dogs. You're
Great.
Not supposed to win.
Yeah. Great.
What's more likely, the Patriots run wild in a win or Zach Ooh. Wilson makes Belichick his daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Rock the baby.
So stupid.
What do you mean? What's stupid about that?
Supposition.
This is your guy, you said.
Yeah, but the Jets win without him telling anybody.
The Jets
that
don't win unless he plays well.
Zach Wilson isn't doing the Josh Naylor on Belichick, man. Nobody's his son rocking the baby.
I mean, Justin Fields kind of made him look like his daddy on Monday.
Zach Wilson is not going to make Belichick his.
So then the Patriots run wild and win.
No, they don't.
Like Hulk,
those are your options.
I think the options are dumb.
Those are
two options.
I hate the options.
But I think the Jets win this game, so then I will choose the Zach Wilson makes Belichick.
All right.
His son.
Thank you for playing the game.
I call my brother son because he's shining.
Why not?
He becomes Belichick's daddy. You imagine he just rocks the baby in Belichick's face.
Amazing.
Like Josh Naylor.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Rocks the baby. Wilson rocks the baby.
All right, TJ, you can GIF that later. All right, let's move on. What's more likely, the double-digit underdog to pull an upset, Packers or Steelers?
Ooh,
I'll go Steelers.
Ooh.
I'll go Steelers.
11-point dogs on the
road. I'm going to go Steelers. I will go Pittsburgh. It's more likely. I don't think either one will do it. I am so concerned for you Packer fans out there. You are not used to going into a game and getting just spanked. When I say spanked,
like
I mean
Spankalanka. Where's Michael Irvin? You got that drop, yeah, Mike?
We go spank.
This is Irv when he was here talking about what they were going to do to the Bills at the Super Bowl, right? That's when he was here.
Yeah,
we were talking about how the last Super Bowl in Los Angeles was him over the Bills. Yeah, this is what's going to happen to Green Bay for sure, and I'm genuinely concerned for it. You know,
so. Spank that ass.
That's it. I am really nervous for you, Packer fans. You're not used to seeing this with Rodgers as your quarterback.
Yeah,
but it's coming because the Bills are soul stealers, and they are coming off a bye week. Oh, do they want to just lay it on Green Bay? I think there's no personal thing right here, but Green Bay represents another way for Josh Allen. Not that this is his what he goes into his football life every day thinking. Just another opportunity for a torch past moment where, okay, I will take that from you, and this is the way we go, and you are in a fetal position and wondering what's next.
And that's think
what
about
happens.
Night game in Buffalo? Oh my God! Yeah. The mafia is going to be lubricated. Yeah. Tables on fire.
The swing oil.
Someone's going to power bomb through multiple tables.
They're going to make Saints Sunday night fans look like they're from a monastery. What else, Chris?
Big game here in L.A., San Francisco and Rams. Big. Massive game. So how about this? As we see CMC get eased into the lineup here, CMC total yards or Cooper Kupp receiving yards?
I'll take Kupp receiving yards. Oh, I think the Rams win this football game. How does that sound?
Wow,
Rich.
How does that sound? You want to see what's more likely, Rams win, Niners win? I'll go Rams win. Brian Allen's coming back to get their center back. I think Van Jefferson's addition gives him another aspect to this. The line's getting healthy, and I think they are sick and tired of the conversation.
Wow.
How about them apples? Certainly if Debo doesn't play.
McVay's only 2-3 off a bye week.
Okay. Sounds great. They're healthier. Their line gets their center back. That's all I want to say. I'm hanging my hat on that.
Oh, nice. Well, that flows right into this next one then. Who's more likely to be in first place in the NFC West after Sunday? Niners, Rams, or Seahawks?
I'll take Seahawks. I'll take Seahawks.
You think Rams win and
Rams
Seahawks
win and Seahawks win. Yes, I do. I think the Giants' carriage doesn't turn into a pumpkin, per se, but I think the 12s will be full-throated and Seattle will... That's a tough place to go fly and play and play, man.
Yeah.
And I think Seattle wins the game. And I think Seattle and the Rams win, and Seattle is the leader. And then the Rams go play the Bucks. And then when I see Seattle and the Bucks in Germany, the Seahawks have a better record than Tampa.
Guten Morgen.
If you want to talk about what's more likely, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
All right, another fun game in Minnesota. Cardinals, Vikings. Who's more likely to have more receptions, D Hop or Justin Jefferson?
Justin Jefferson.
D Hop had 10 last
week. I know. Ooh. Justin Jefferson. The Saints' secondary was banged up. There was no Lattimore, and then they lost. Yeah. I think they lose Roby in the middle of that game, too? I'm just trying to remember. We were rehearsing for our Germany game with that one. Yeah, I'll take Justin Jefferson.
I'll take D Hop.
Okay, very good. You and I are on the opposite end of a lot of these things.
I just have
we need to check our our results.
I
think a lot of our fans are asking, why are we not checking our work on it?
Do you think we need one more?
Because in the past.
All right, we'll get one more.
By the way, Brockman just gave you a look saying he's got more than one more, right?
Well, I got one more. Okay, I have one more. I actually told him to get the drop.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, my bad. Good acting. Good acting.
Here we go. AFC West team to get a road win. Broncos or Raiders?
Raiders, let's ride.
Raiders,
let's ride. We're riding.
But you just caped for Russ.
For Russ to say don't denigrate him because it's expedient to do so. And that he is playing in a way that runs counter to the criticism of him. That he just wants to look good and... He's putting himself out there. He's got Wolverine blood, and he's doing knee highs, and he doesn't have jet lag. Me, I'm putting on that eye pillow on. I'm out for 8 hours, and I'm dropping an Ambien if I can get my hands on
out.
But I'm not the quarterback of the Denver Broncos.
You're just a man.
With a lot of issues going on.
Put it on the line for the Raiders, and who needs the autumn wind to be a freaking pirate? Scene.
The Ottoman is Rita.
There you go. What's more likely?
Pound that table.
You can listen to the NFL and the NFL app on the Odyssey app on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, sponsored by AutoZone.
Get in the zone.
Okay. You ready for your fantasy advice coming up next? Let's do it. Let's go to the church. Of Pastor Jefferson? Is that what it is?
Brother Jefferson.
Brother Jefferson? Yeah. Okay, great. We'll do that next. Let's take a break. We'll come back. If you need fantasy advice, who doesn't need fantasy advice? It's coming up next. Oh, Sirianni's wearing a Phillies cap, baby.
Influencer. It's a word that gets tossed around a lot these days. There is a woman who went the distance. who broke ground as the first true influencer by living a remarkable life. Her name, Elizabeth Taylor. I'm Katy Perry. This is the story of the original influencer. This is Elizabeth the First. Elizabeth the First, the podcast, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial.
That's so great.
You can listen to the NFL and the NFL app on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. If it's the NFL, it's on Westwood One. Okay, week 8. I don't know about you, but half my fantasy team is hurt. Dude, how many carts? How many
five
carts?
Guys questionable.
How many carts?
Nuts.
If they, I don't know. Does the NFL have like an odometer on all the carts in the NFL, like coast to coast? Because if it was, miles. These poor, the number carts, of guys. Yeah. I know. And then of course, there's the famed DK Metcalf cart, the first one. The second one's not so funny. Yeah. The first one was funny.
Yeah, the second one not funny.
But, I mean, my gosh. So you might be looking out there. Breece Hall, I had him on every single fantasy team other than the one that we had on. So I guess it's not every fantasy team. But Breece Hall, perfect example. You're riding high in April and you're carted off in May. That's life. That's why we turn to the church of Brother Jefferson, the fantasy church of Brother Jefferson, here on a Friday edition of the Rich Eisen Show.
Rise up! The fantasy church is open!
We got to get the music going.
Yeah, we got audio.
Feller would have known that.
There was a glitch.
No,
Feller
right.
knew that.
Brothers and sisters, welcome to the gospel, the fantasy hymnal with Brother Jefferson as we get you ready for the fantasy week.
Now, listen. The devil, we all know the devil works hard, but we're working a little bit harder. This week, bye week shouldn't be an issue. Last week, the devil was at hard at work with bye weeks. This week, you only got the Chiefs and the Chargers not playing, so we're good. We're good. But again, we're going to get you ready. We're going to tell you the guys are going to take you to the land of milk and honey and the guys to stay away from. Now, coming up this week, we're going to tell you who's not him, Brother Brockman. You see, these men, they're going to try to tempt you. You see, they're going to tempt you with the fruit of the flesh, and they're going to try to bring you in, but you're gonna resist,
flesh.
Brother. You're gonna
flesh,
resist,
yeah.
Brother Brockman.
Who
you're gonna
we
say
sit?
No,
yes.
No. And here's who you're gonna sit: Michael Carter, Jets versus Patriots.
Yeah,
look, you got James Robinson, right? Breece Hall's out. You're thinking maybe I want to play Michael Carter. Nah, I don't like him against that Pats defense.
I say
let him go. AJ Dillon, listen, he has no catches in two of his last three games.
They gotta run
he
him.
Has two games over that span with six carries or less. So they're not even running them, Rich. I'm leaving AJ on the pew this Sunday, okay? I don't want nothing to do with him against the Bills and Justin Fields. You know, this guy Ashton Kutcher called, and he really is high on Justin Fields and the Bears.
Kutcher.
But I'm here to tell you where Brother Kutcher went wrong. You see,
Pastor's on the take.
Yes. He did have his best game of the season in week 7 against Brockman's Patriots. He's doing a great job with his legs, rushing for 47 yards 5 games in a row. But the Cowboys haven't allowed a quarterback to score more than 20 fantasy points this season.
Ooh.
They allow just an average of 12.3 points per game. So, Brother Fields, this Sunday, I hope you stay healthy. But you're going to have to sit on the pew because you are not him. That's right, you are not him. Now, who is him? Who do we want to start?
Who's
going to help lead
who's
you
him?
To
who's
glory?
Him?
Who's going to take you to the path of righteousness? Travis Etienne. Brother Etienne, Brother James Robinson, he's been banished. You see, he's been sent away. He's been led out of the county of Duval. And that leaves Brother Etienne as the man. You see, Travis is first in yards per touch at nearly 7 yards per touch, right?
So
the Broncos have allowed a running back to score at least 13 PPR points in 5 games in a row.
Daniel
that tells
Jones.
Me that Brother ATM, as he eats his fish and chips over in London town, he will ball out for you and lead you to salvation and glory. This one, I've never said this before, but Deacon Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes. You see, the Seahawks have allowed an average of 21 fantasy points per game, and they've allowed 263 rushing yards and 5 touchdowns to opposing QBs. Now, we know Danny Dimes, right? Very underrated with his legs, Brockman. My man can run.
Yep.
He's got 3 games, at least 68 yards rushing, and he has 3 rushing touchdowns over that span. So Danny Dimes,
put him in your lineup and ride him to salvation.
Dimes on the collection plate.
That's right. And speaking of which, we'll be passing around the collection plate and give a little bit if you can. And now Adam Thielen, brother Thielen, goes up against the Cardinals. And look, in his past three meetings with the Cardinals, Adam Thielen, Rich, likes playing Arizona. Last three meetings, he has 22 catches for 227 yards, three touchdowns, and at least 15 points per reception. So stick brother Thielen in your lineup and feel good about it. Now, I like to say head of gut. This is the time where you have to reach deep down inside of your soul and make a decision. And what I'm telling you is, this week, we're talking about Brother Dalton. That's right, the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton. And I'm going to tell you to ride Brother Dalton to glory. Yes, start him. You see, the Raiders allow an average of 27.8 points per game to the quarterback position. Andy Dalton just had 34, best game of the season against the Cardinals. And I will say this, ride Brother Dalton, but here's the thing. If Brother Jameis, if the Holy Ghost heals Brother Jameis's body, if he does get touched like a prayer warrior, then the same thing. Ride Brother Jameis as he eats as he rides you to glory, as he sends you to the land of milk and honey. Yes. And now, brothers and sisters, can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Let us play. I said, let us play. Yes, Lord, let us play. Yes, take us home, Brother Del Tufo. Take us home.
Brother,
well done, sir.
I love the piano playing, the organ.
Yeah, I like it.
So good.
Very good. Well, I think we finally got the mix of our production value to support Brother Jefferson. I think we nailed it.
Thank you, Lord.
I have two guys on the hymn list. So
who's on the hymn list? Do you have Danny
Dimes? I have ETN and Danny
Dimes. I'm going against Daniel Jones in my poker league.
Danny Dimes.
I'm not starting Russ. I know Russ is playing, but I'm not going to play Russ.
Do you have Daniel Jones?
I have both.
Then that's the end of that.
Yeah, I'm playing Daniel.
Listen to the brother.
What was it, though? The land of milk and honey.
Land
I want to go
milk
there.
And honey. Yes,
I want to go to that land.
You want to go to the land of milk and honey.
You can listen to the NFL on the NFL app, on the Odyssey app, on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams, or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, sponsored by AutoZone. When we come back, I've got the top five games of week number eight that I'm looking forward to.
Oh, can't wait.
Yes, and then Josh Gad is here, one of our favorite humans.
Yeah, man.
He hasn't been in studio in a while. You know, that pesky pandemic thing.
Yeah, that thing.
Avenue 5 is back. This is a funny program. Him and Hugh Laurie and a great cast on HBO, currently in season 2. It premiered back on October 10th. And he's in studio in support of that. There's so many other things going on in his world as well. And Mike Del Tufo has brought in two of his 57 Olaf baubles that he has at home. By the way,
I don't have I have four things.
Four? What do you mean?
Mike,
what's the exact number?
One that rides in the vehicle.
He keeps one in the back seat.
There's one in the car.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Don't miss this. You have an Olaf in the car?
Yeah, with a Jiminy Cricket.
And a seatbelt on it.
And a seatbelt on the. No, that's who.
Now, let's just say this. You have multiple vehicles, right?
Yes.
Okay. Should you have an outing with somebody that you're interested in, and that you're interested in, having an evening with? Do you pick this fair lady up in a vehicle with Olaf in the back?
Of course.
No.
Jiminy Cricket's a mini. They're this big. They're in the cup holders. They're big, like the little, like the little ones.
Do you think that means that
I've actually gotten compliments from?
Do they tell you that they're uninterested in your warm hug on the spot?
They like warm hugs. Actually,
am I treading lightly to use the Breaking Bad phrase? I'm on the Heisenberg thin ice right now.
You're not doing
look
right.
At Brockman. I can always tell when Brockman wants to change the subject. Wow!
Wow, that was fast.
Ashton Kutcher is screaming Eberflus behind the. Hopefully, the windows were up in the car.
He's going to be saying that this Sunday, but it's going to have a different tone to it.
I don't know,
it's
bro.
It's going to be more like Eberflus.
Wow. I'm so excited.
Settle
for that
down
guy.
Just a little bit.
Thank you. That's what he's telling him.
Yeah.
Josh Gad's Miami Dolphins are in Detroit for a dare I say, winnable game.
Yeah.
Okay. So Josh Gad coming up hour three, the top five week eight games I'm looking forward to most coming up.
It could be information to change your life forever. Or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
Ramit Sethi, talking about being rich.
The old definition of rich had a lot to do with how much money you accumulated, but it wasn't about how to spend it. It was more about how to get it. But okay, so once you get it, what do you do with it?
In our culture, everybody tells you how to save, but nobody teaches you how to spend it.
Something You Should Know, wherever you listen.